on towards the next. Another plain fence coming up. L'Empressé right alongside the real Wacker. Galopin de Champ right there, poised to pounce under Paul Townend, followed by Brave Man's Game and Jerry Colomb, and then a couple of lengths of Gentleman's Game, Jungle Boogie, Monkfish and Korak Rambler. Oh, now they approach the fourth last. L'Empressé and the real Wacker again in the air together from Galopin de Champ. Brave Man's Game is behind these. Jerry Colomb ridden away from that fence. Jungle Boogie making some ground. And now they're running down towards the third last. And L'Empressé serving it up to the real Wacker. But Galopin de Champ still moving ominously well. Then Brave Man's Game. There's a loose horse. Over three out. L'Empressé led there under Charlie Deutsch. Here comes Paul Townend on Galopin de Champ into second place. Followed by Jerry Colomb on the inside, just a little boxed in. The loose horse not helping. L'Empressé is going to lead them in the Boodles Cheltenham Gold Cup. L'Empressé by a length and a half, and the chasers are now at it. Galopin de Champ coming under pressure. Jerry Colomb, and then Jungle Boogie, Brave Man's Game, and Korak Rambler staying on as they now come down to the second last. Galopin de Champ rising just in front there from L'Empressé. Then Jerry Colomb. Here's Korak Rambler into fourth place, the national winner. But Galopin de Champ has struck for home again at Cheltenham, and a massive jump over the last. He leads by four lengths to Jerry Colomb, then Korak Rambler, and racing up the hill is Galopin de Champ, just avoiding the loose horse by three or four lengths to Jerry Colomb. This is the champion, Galopin de Champ, coming up the Cheltenham Hill and backs up in the Gold Cup. Galopin de Champ, a dual Gold Cup winner from Jerry Colomb in second. Back in third, a bright run from Korak Rambler staying on. L'Empressé fading in fourth. Brave Man's Game and Jungle Boogie, and they are the only finishers.